So, what about your grandparents?
Let me see. This is my grandmother. That's my grandfather. That's my mother's mother and my mother's father. And both deceased. This was an angel. This woman I never seen upset, never. She just when they made her, they broke the mold. Really? I'm serious. They just couldn't do this.
What's her name?
Marie.
Marie?
Marie.
Okay. She looks like a woman. So you told me that you go to church before on Sundays?
Yes, I didn't make it today, but I go to Mount Pleasant Baptist Church.
Mount Pleasant.
I was intending to make it today, but other things came up.
That sometimes happens. So, you didn't tell me if you were married or anything.
No. Single.
What about, did your mom and dad, do they have brothers and sisters?
My mother has one brother. He stayed in California. I had never seen him. He left the family at a young age. And my daddy had several, it was 13 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have lots of uncles and uncles?
Had lots of uncles and uncles. I don't think I have but one uncle now. No, I have an aunt. She's there in Texas. I think one sister left and one brother left.
So do you have a lot of relatives?
We had a lot of relatives. They dying off.
And what about cousins?
Yeah, I got quite a few cousins. They scattered out Chicago, Michigan. They're everywhere. Everywhere, Alabama, they just quit my father them having 13 children, and all of them having children, they gave up a lot of cousins, and they just, when their parents passed, they just scattered out.
Okay, did anybody in your family ever go to college?
No. My oldest brother, he went in the Army. My next to the oldest brother went into the Air Force. And my brother that stays in Philadelphia, he went to college. But I haven't seen him but once. So that's about it.
Okay, the next part of the interview, we're just going to talk about parts. Tell me about parts of your house. Okay, so you can feel free to talk about anything. First, you can start with describing your house, like the rooms in your house.
I mean, you're saying like how many rooms?
How many? What do you use them for?
What
do you call them?
Okay. Well, we have 6 bedrooms, okay. 3 bathrooms, 2 kitchens, a den, a family room, living room.
That's where we are right now?
We're in the living room now. And we use the bedrooms to sleep in. We use the kitchen to eat in. The bathroom for waste and wash. And the den for watching television, even though television is tore up on them. And the family room, usually when we have like get-togethers, and it's right off the family room, you go out the door and you're on the patio, so we use that for the entertainment and when we have a get-together.
Okay. What about upstairs? Do you have upstairs?
No. We're up now. Oh. We got downstairs.
Okay, you have a downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that like a basement or a cellar?
No, it's like a house.
It's a house. Oh.
It's like this. Oh, okay. It's sheetrock. And